This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Running with Horses, a podcast devoted to inspire you concerning a relationship with Almighty God that empowers you to accomplish things you never thought possible. Shirley Weaver wants to take you there. And now, here's today's episode.
Hey, welcome to this episode of Running with Horses. Our title today, Top of Your Heart. Top of Your Heart. Before we get into that, want to give a special greeting, actually a shout out, as we say, to all of those listening somewhere beyond the United States, which is where I am based, where we record. So recording these episodes, I'm really mindful of your presence, of your following, that you're there. And I remember the word, where two or three are gathered, the Lord is there in your midst. So that combination alone is powerful, right? So if there were just two or three, me plus one or two, still. And if you compare that to the numbers that we get to enjoy as we watch your participation, it means so much. It blesses me beyond what I can say. And I know that for you, where you are, there are details in your nation, details in your life, your circumstances, your situation, I could not possibly know. But we also know there is no distance in the spirit. So that's my shout out. That's my greeting. I want you to know that you are highly valued, means so much. And if this is important to you, valuable to you, please follow, like, comment, review, all those things. Whatever platform you have as you listen to the podcast, whatever you do following our social media, keep that in mind because that allows me to hear from you specifically. As I said, there are stats that I can see, but they're not personalized. So that's what I want. I want to hear from you. I want to know what you think. Some feedback is always nice. So let me tell you about this top of your heart. This is an expression that God gave at some point, probably in the last year or two, as we pray corporately here within our ministry. We set aside one morning each week for the band of intercessors who gather for that intercessory call. There's not an assignment, not a specific task. Other mornings we do have those. One morning we pray just for families, our own, families around the world, etc. But one morning each week, we each pray from the top of our heart. The thing like the cream on the milk is at the surface. So as we pray this way, we ask for, this is important, a strong corporate anointing to pray, because you've heard me say before, we have specialties in prayer. Every believer has a specialty in prayer, a unique gift, way of thinking, way of praying, completely unique to you. When you put together, join together those particular specialties, you come up with this equals a corporate anointing. And because you have not, because you ask not, we just go ahead and ask for a really strong one of those, a very strong corporate anointing to pray. That combined with, you might even say, that the way that we specialize, the thing that is at the top of the heart, particularly as we awake in the mornings, the thing, our first thought, the first word from the Lord, the first scripture you hear, maybe even the first problem you entertain. We know that the word, again, advises us, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23:7, probably a very familiar verse. So you can say here that the way that you allow who you are, the way you thinketh in your heart, that's King James language, the way you thinketh in your heart, as you allow that voice to speak, you are who you really are, your true self, so that we don't come together corporately in cookie cutter fashion, everyone alike, thinking alike, speaking alike, because some of us can be more raw than others, some of us more merciful than others. You get the point. So as each one gives place to the thing, the situation, the condition that is at the top of their heart. The top of your heart. Think about that. The issue sitting right at the top of your thought life. Then, and I'm applying this to you, I'm making it personal, then you hold that thought, the thought that is sitting right at the top of your thought life, hold it before the Lord, and then just go for it. Go for it. Pull all the stops, you know, get your prayer shawl on, figuratively, in a spiritual sense, and just go for it. Don't think about it. Don't be concerned. Just say what is at the top of your heart. Now, this for me, just the most recent occurrence for me, that particular day was the issue at the southern border of my country, the United States. I see the people as the masses collect from all over the world and come through our border. The masses, thousands upon thousands, but they become one person to me, each person, each family, each mother and her children, each child. And as the weather changes, they're not only desperate, but they're cold and wet. They've been in the water. They've traveled a long distance. No telling. See, I have no way of knowing or even grasping what they've been through. How would you feed your children? How would a woman in privacy go to the bathroom? I think about these things. It's on my heart. This particular day, it was at the top of my heart. So when you put all of those things together, you bring all of that in combination, all of those elements, those possibilities, you've pulled the stops, you're just going to go for it. You're going to hear something from the Lord. The Spirit of God is going to come along a side of you and speak to you and through you. You will hear words from the Lord because He loves it. He loves it when you let things get messed up and you don't hold yourself so bound. He loves that because you have such great possibility of tapping into, or maybe you could even say bumping into, the impossible. The supernatural, where you're so engaged with God's heart, you just, it's like a magnet. His heart is watching what's happening to these multitudes of people. Think about it. Jesus ministered to the multitudes. His heart is moved right there. And as I was moved in this particular issue, you are bound. You are just going to bump into the word of the Lord. And you're going to tap in to a release of something supernatural. His mercy is new every single morning. That is a fact. So these are just a few things that came out of the prayer in this particular morning, in this particular issue. I'm talking about praying from the top of your heart, the possibilities that result. Number one, the prayer came this way. God, send a move of your spirit into this mass of humanity. There is no way possible that anybody can benefit from something so cruel, so harsh. But you, Father, know the benefits that you can orchestrate, that what the enemy meant for evil, you can use and do use for good. That came forth. Secondly, the only way that you can pray in depth for something that is this so far above you, so beyond you, that your lifestyle is so different from that of those you're praying for. You see, I saw praying in the Spirit for them, I saw the desperation. But this time, in the sense of their need for the Lord. You know, many of us, you could probably say this, met the Lord, really met the Lord for the first time because of the cry that came out of our heart at a serious, desperate time. That happens to the human heart many, many times. So as we prayed, send a move of the Spirit into this mass of humanity, then this word came forth that there is the prayer of the Spirit that is possible. And I do not know how you would pray other than in the prayer of the Spirit, because you don't know what to pray. Romans says that the Spirit gives you prayer when you don't know how to pray. The third thing were the agents, the border agents responsible for governing the border through all of these ports of entry and everything in between, since the ports of entry have been breached. Everything along the border is being breached. Everything imaginable is happening. So our agents, those in our uniform, charged with the responsibility of watching, you know, once you've seen something, you can't unsee it. So they must carry this weight of the hardship. Now, if they're cruel and hard-hearted men and women, that's one thing. But that would definitely be the minority. I've met some of them. These are some of the most amazingly competent and qualified law enforcement agents. Their duty, their responsibility is a serious one. And then fourthly, and this will be the last point that came again out of this passionate prayer, my heart move to those responsible for creating this situation. Those who are capitalizing on this situation. Those who have an agenda for their own profit, for their own good, which I believe is not a small group, but a worldwide sized group of those who are really benefiting from the suffering and the suffering and the hardship of others. Never mind your politics, never mind, you know, anything else, put all that aside. This is happening, And someone is turning a blind eye and allowing it to happen in such a lawless, the absence of a respect for law way. And I am reminded of an expression my mother had. This was her expression. There is a special hell. There is a special hell. And what she meant there, 2 Thessalonians 1:6, God does repay affliction for those who afflict others, for those who are innocent and powerless and weak and unable to defend themselves. They are taken advantage of. My mom said, there is a special hell for those individuals. And I recall specifically, if you took advantage of someone, say, in our county or in the region that we would know about, and that information came to the ears of my mother, who was such a godly intercessor, she would make the statement, you know, in her disgust, in the midst of her obligation to pray, nonetheless, she just made this assessment. There is a special hell. A special hell. Genesis 18:25. Will not the judge of all the earth do what is right? Yes. The judge always has the last word. So I just want to say that there's something at the top of your heart today. And it may be something very personal within your family, for you personally. It may be your community, perhaps like me in this particular experience. It was for my nation, whatever, for a person, whatever. Listen, the thing that is at the top of your heart is really important. It is the cream that has come to the surface. It possibly is the thing God is putting there, prompting you, reminding you that it is the very thing at the top of His heart. I don't know if that is theologically correct, since He is capable of all thoughts, all at one time, prioritizing them. So maybe I should just say that is important to Him. Don't miss that. Don't miss that. Let's pray. Father, we're in a season right now of the miraculous, the supernatural, the birth of your son as a tiny baby who came to redeem the world. And in his ministry, in his life, his words brought the message that God's enemy and the enemy of the people he loves is already judged because of the coming of our Savior. Lord, we release our faith this morning that we will not squander or miss or not discern the release of the miraculous in any way that you show to us, the way to pray, what to say and do, and how to govern our lives accordingly, to self-govern in righteousness. We release our faith now for the revealing of the top of the heart of every believer released with passion and by faith. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Again, I'm glad you're here. Knowing that you are listening is a huge motivator. Knowing that you have the mind of Christ, you think like Him, And that as we communicate through these podcasts, that we form that gathering of two or three, bringing the Lord Jesus right into our midst and all that that means. I bless you today, and I release my faith with you for a performance of that thing that is at the top, the very top of your heart.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Don't forget to check out the show notes or visit acleartrumpet.org, where you can subscribe to Shirley's email list, download the ministry app, and purchase your very own copy of Shirley's 365-day devotional, Running with Horses. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.